I can remember one Christmas, my father brought something home as a gift from my mother in a box. She saw the box and it was evidently a radio box. And she wasn't thrilled. She was just, it was just another radio. She, you know, this was her Christmas present. But then she heard a few little sounds coming from the box. And my father had bought her a dog. So it was a little black cocker spaniel that was her Christmas present. I don't really remember it too well. I can remember my mother talking about it. They had gotten it in the winter time, and my sister was very sick. She said the dog went out in the backyard, and she could not get this dog back in again. It was snowing and whatnot else. And when she finally did get it back in, eventually it seemed to have gotten sick, and it got pneumonia and died. But we had two after that. One was another, we called them General for some reason. Oh, I think probably because we got the dog from my aunt and uncle. They used to raise Cocker Spaniels. And these pedigree dogs always had kind of silly names. One was Ebony Diggly Bones, and that was a black Cocker Spaniel. Well, the dogs got called General. That's all. It was just one line of Generals. And yeah, it seems like we always had a dog around, or a canary. My parents loved canaries, and they would sing away. And the one little buddy who they bought and was a beautiful singer, but whoever had banded the bird had put the leg band on too tightly. And, this was after I had already left home, because I can remember them calling me and telling me how worried they were. They didn't know who to go to that would take care of a bird. So I called the vets in our area, and the Rahway Veterinary Animal Hospital at that time, there was an elderly vet there, and he would take care of birds. But they did amputate the bird's leg, and he had just a little stump. But it didn't inhibit him. He healed up, and he was fine. He sang for years after that.